Good morning, everybody. How's it going out there in Tufts?
You guys having a good time?
So it's pretty nice out. It's about 48 degrees, so definitely a little jacket weather, but beautiful outside. And it seems like after that very weird snow spill that we had, that we're finally back on track to getting, springtime.
Yeah, it's nice. I can't wait to just sit outside, have a cold soda, and relax during senior week. So should be a good time.
Yeah. Bittersweet. We've had a good run though. So anyway, so we have some good music for you guys this money hour. We have a hotly requested song by Beach House that I have to play. Few others coming up, and then we have it's a little bit softer indie vibe in the beginning, and then we're gonna switch it up to whatever we feel like. Hope everyone that's a tough student has a good day, midterms or whatever else you have are going well. Community members having a good Thursday at work. If you're listening in, thanks a lot,
we appreciate it. So this is 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and this is The Money Hour with Carmen and Vike.
All right, thanks so much for rocking with us, guys. We'll tune back in a little bit. Oh, yeah. All right, hey everybody. Hope you guys enjoyed those first three songs that I just played. So we had Space Song by Beach House from their album Depression Cherry. And then we had a really great up-and-coming band that I really like called Varsity. Their song So Sad, So Sad from their EP Cult of Personality. Really great vibe from that band. I really like them a lot. Unfortunately, they're not playing in Boston anytime soon, but they're going to be in Philadelphia, my hometown, at some point soon. I'm not exactly sure, but I remember contemplating, wow, should I go to that? Not worth the travel. And then we had Ken the Wolf Boy by Mac DeMarco from, it's actually a demo track. Never made it to the album Salad Days, but it was something that he was potentially going to play. Instead, it's a pretty cool instrumental. Maybe he's going to write lyrics for it one day. Who really knows? But regardless, cool song, cool vibes. Very relaxed right now. So hope you guys are too. Nothing too wild, but hopefully we'll spice it up in a little bit. We'll see what Vike...
I got a couple selections that will turn it up a little bit.
Yeah, we'll see what Vike just pulled from the...
I got a couple. We might need to keep it going a little bit more while I get a little bit more time to...
No worries. I can do that.
But,
I can do
that. Yeah, I got a... For the end of it, will I'll smooth it in. I got some nice... Some piano music. Some, yeah. If you know it, if you're a fan of the show, and
you'll know what's coming,
and you hear the word piano, you know what's coming. Well, I guess there's two. There's two big guys that you could potentially
Billy Joel or Elton.
So
William Joel.
We'll keep that up for you guys to figure out. Mm-hmm. So yeah, let's just keep the good times rolling and. Yeah. Hope you guys are enjoying this beautiful Thursday afternoon. Hopefully you get your lunch break soon and can just rock out with us.
So I got a little Cure coming up. New up-and-coming band called Boys Age and an up-and-coming artist named Charlie Hilton. I really like this song by her that I'm going to play. It's again, so a little bit stay on this alternative track here, but you know what? It's great music, so who cares what genre it is at the end of the day? Am I right or am I right? Alrighty, so WMFO Medford, thank you guys for listening and tuning in. Really appreciate it. This is the Money Hour. Let's keep the good times rolling. Yeah, baby.
Friday never has ended. girls, boys, and girls. I'm around Melbourne.
All right, hey guys, what's up? So we just had Friday I'm in Love by The Cure from the album Wish, and then Postcards Holiday by Boys Age from The Odyssey. That was the funkier, kind of strange, warbly song in the middle. And then we had 100 Million by Charlie Hilton from 100 Million, up and coming artist. She's really good. I like her a lot. So, yeah, we got some vinyl tracks here from Uncle Vike, picked out for your listening pleasure. We got one more song to go on this side of the Money Hour by Blood Orange, a very cool artist. Can't really describe his music, but you'll like it. But first, we have to do a little public service announcement. So apparently, this is a huge problem. Annoyed by all the noise from planes departing Logan Airport? Are you annoyed by the greatly increased airplane noise from flights departing Logan Airport these days? Our towns west of Boston are affected by increased airplane noise due to the FAA's Highways in the Sky decision in June of 2013. This means that every single airplane departing from runway 33L on days with northwest winds continues on four narrow paths over specific neighborhoods with near constant noise as a result. Ugh. Boston West Fair Skies is trying to change this and will hold its next monthly meeting on Monday, April 11th from 7 p.m. to 8:45 p.m. at the Winchester Public Library, 80 Washington Street in Winchester. For more information, please visit bostonwestfairskies.org on the web. This is a public service message from Boston West Fair Skies and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. That's just terrible. Oh, what a shame. Well, hopefully they can figure that out. Nothing worse than a lot of noise, I suppose. But I have noise-canceling earphones, so I don't really care. Well, we got Blood Orange coming up right now, and then after that, we're going to spin some vinyl for you, and then you guys are going to be off on your way and going to be having a great Thursday. For a lot of us, this is the start of the weekend. For me, not so much. I have a 9:30 a.m. class tomorrow, but after that, yeah, baby, we're going to have some fun. My buddy from Ireland is coming on Sunday. He's in time for Marathon Monday, and he's going to be here for a week, and it's going to be a great time. We're going to have to show him Boston properly, go to a Red Sox game, get him a lobster roll. Who knows what else might happen. But hope everyone out there is enjoying the music. It's about to get a little bit harder, a little bit faster, but that's okay. That's good. That's always good. All right. This is WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you so much for rocking with the Money Hour. Stick with us. We got some more tracks coming up now. Oh, yeah.
breakfast. I don't want no coffee or tea. Just me and my good buddy Wiser. That's all I ever need, 'cause I drink alone. Yeah, with nobody else. And I woke from a terrible dream. So I called up my friend Jack Daniels and his partner Jimmy Beam, and we drank alone. Yeah, with nobody else. Yes, you know when I drink alone, I prefer to be by instead. Me and my pal Johnny Walker and his brothers Blackie and Red, and we drank alone. Yeah, with nobody else. You know what I drink alone? I prefer to be by myself. We'll be right back.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Money Hour.
I'm just gonna keep playing.
With Carmen and Vike.
Hey, guys.
So I'm just gonna run you through what we just ran through. That was the start of our vinyl set. I hope you enjoyed what we were able to find in our library. First, we had Elton John with Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting. I just have that off the greatest hits. I'm not quite sure what album that is. But then we had George Thorogood and the Destroyers' I Drink Alone from the live album, from his George Thorogood and the Destroyers live album. And then finally, we just finished up with a very nice song by the Pogues called Yeah, 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 Yeah.
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 Great Irish band.
Yeah.
The lead singer had notoriously horrible dental hygiene, very bad teeth. Recently got all of his teeth fixed, so don't know his name, but congrats to him. Looking good.
Yeah, I was listening to the song last night, and I was watching the music video from one of those old, like, American Bandstand.
Yeah.
Like, and now the Pogues, and they're playing and stuff, and this dude's just laughing and smiling, and he's got, like, one tooth.
Yeah, it's pretty ghastly.
Yeah.
So I don't know if anyone heard this, but so Harvard Finals Clubs, the school is pretty much forcing all of the male clubs to become co-ed for, you know, whatever reason. But the Porcelain Club, which is the I think it's the oldest one there, it's really secretive and whatnot. A lot of wealthy, influential people have been a part of that club. Recently, when discussing the idea of becoming co-ed, they said that accepting women could actually increase sexual assaults, because apparently they said that if they're not around, then it can happen. I don't know what they were thinking. The club was founded in 1791, which is unbelievable, but besides, what were they thinking? That is the most idiotic statement I've ever heard. And from someone that's not necessarily into the strict PC culture, I can't even fathom why they would ever say that, ever. I mean, that's a PR nightmare. I mean, that is like the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
They obviously don't have any marketing majors.
Probably not. All finance. High finance. Yeah, so... Honestly, on that topic, I think it's ridiculous to force clubs to become co-ed. I really do. I mean, there's different, there's co-ed clubs, and then why not have single-sex clubs? There's merit to both. I went to an all-boys school, which then, after eighth grade, merged with the all-girls school, and it was great having that single-sex experience for a while, and then moving into the co-ed thing. Obviously, we still interacted with the girls a lot before that. But, you know, there's times where you just want to be with guys. And then for girls on the flip, you know, a lot of my friends, they'd say, sometimes we just want to be with girls. And there's different aspects of clubs that have to do with, you know, what you guys like to do. So I don't know. But, you know, that's pretty... controversial topic, you know, forcing clubs that are historically single sex to go co-ed. I don't know how I feel about it, but regardless, Porcelain Club, you get the idiot award. That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
I wish we had a little
the idiot award,
some little gag
thing
that we could play,
but seriously, good luck with that. You're about to enter a hellstorm. That is stupid to say.
All right. Well, on a lighter note, we got some more vinyl coming up for you guys. This is actually one of my favorite bands of all time coming up. I don't really want to spoil it, but this is my favorite song by them, and it's kind of, now with that topic, it's kind of funny that we're about to play it. But
also, shout out to Kobe for dropping 60 in the winning bucket in his last game. Very cool. What a way to go out. The only way to go out, right?
Yeah, only. All right, so we're going to get back to the music. Stop listening to us yammer on. Yeah, so here you go. This has been Carmen and Vike's Money Hour on WMFO Medford.
You!